Not everybody in the world of barbecue is in the category of legendary, right? Like Dave Raymond, Sweet Baby Ray, the one, the physical embodiment of the sauce that is stocked all over the country, maybe all over the world, and certainly more than any other. And then in Chicago, you know, he is renowned across the country, but one of our great treasures here, one of the very best in the world of barbecue with smoke over there on Pulaski, Barry Sorkin is here as well. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Dane.
So you think about it. There's a lot of great food events. You know, this is Chicago, Chicagoland. We've got events all the time. You know, I cover a lot of them, attend a lot of them. But there, I don't know that there is any that have this collection of barbecue luminaries, right? Let's call it that. Some great food, great stuff, great people. And you guys are doing it. And also, too, and I think this is very unique, too, is for a really great cause. And it's for the Illinois Barbecue Alliance. And it is coming up in on February 17th. So we got a little bit of time to plan for it at Joe's in Rosemont, centrally located. That is a great facility. It's a great venue. Sometimes things happen. Events are there. And you're in your mind, you're like, how am I going to get there? It's really hard to get to. This is a perfect one. Guys, you got to be excited. Barry, let's talk a little bit about the timing for the event and some of the things around it.
Yeah, you know, it's an event we used to do it in the fall, and we moved it to a little later in the season just because it seems like a better time for people to get out and do things. I think by February, people are, you know, they're over whatever they whatever may
have happened. They're over their New Year's resolution to be healthy.
They're over their New Year's resolution, but it's also further from the summertime when everyone is sort of overdosing on barbecue, and I think by February, people are itching to get back into the barbecue, you know, realm.
So it's going to have the things. We're going to get into some of the people that are going to be there. And I mentioned and I pitched the absolute best. And not only, you know, a lot of them have Chicago or Illinois connections. Some of them have made their homes and maybe their fortunes in other places as we speak. They're going to make their way back here. We'll talk about some of those. But one of the things that I think is really cool about it is it is the barbecue community and it is coming together. And Dave, I wanted to ask you because you are so identified not only with great sauce, great barbecue, great success restaurants, all that kind of stuff, but also the philanthropic side of things, you know, and this is one of those things where you think about the Illinois Barbecue Alliance. Sure, it's a networking group. It's a group for people to get together to find out what some of the latest things have, certain events. But also you guys are doing a lot of really great work, right? You bring those people to barbecue together to support some causes.
It's a great pleasure and privilege to be part of the Alliance for that reason. I mean, we got together. What originally got us together was Operation Barbecue Relief. I had seen that they were the keynote speaker at the barbecue convention, and halfway through that keynote speech,
Dave was like, "We got to do this."
I just felt it halfway through that we could use this to bring the Illinois barbecue people together, and that's ultimately what happened and what we did. And it's been so amazing that whether they be the top barbecue guy or like a barbecue guy you don't know that much about, they want to be part of us, they want to help out, and they're in to help out. Barry just said on the way up here he didn't think that anybody ever has told us no so far of the restaurateurs or the competition guys. And that's my recollection as well. It's so from a charitable aspect, from serving the common good, I think it goes from our idea to get the Alliance together to all the people who willingly cook and not only send their product out, but they come out themselves and participate in our event. And then the people who pay to buy tickets and buy raffle tickets to support our event, they're not paying that money just so they can eat this guy's food. They might be paying it so they can eat some of this, some of that, some of the next guy's.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we raise enough money that we're actually able to support a cause or two every year, and it's very encouraging to be around people that are like-minded that way.
Well, you mentioned Operation Barbecue Relief, and we had Stan Hayes on not too long ago, and you're one of the CNN heroes. You know, he was yeah, one of those top 10 CNN heroes, and we joked with him a little bit about, and they've been only around since 2011, But you look at a lot of the people that are highlighted on that program, people, you know, curing cancer, you know, shaping education, world peace, that kind of stuff. And then you've got like a barbecue guy in there. So I think it shows the impact that you can have in it. And I think it's not even really a barbecue that we're talking about here. It is the change that you can affect with it. I think it's the people, it's the things that you can support on the cause side with it. And I think it's the people. I think it's the people that are involved that makes barbecue different. Sure, you guys are all cooking, you know, some similar dishes, and you've got that in common, and some best practices, and trying to make some great stuff and win some contests sometimes, make people happy all the time. But it is, I think there's something unique and different about the people that are in the barbecue community, because you mentioned bring people together. But Dave, you know, you just maybe put a touchstone together, maybe put up the bat signal for people to kind of rally around that one thing. But a lot of the barbecue people are kind of already together, right? It probably wasn't that hard. Barry mentioned no one has said no. Is like once you said like let's do this, I'm sure a lot of people were on board.
Again, as I was talking earlier with Barry, it's just so common for people in our business, I would say the entire restaurant business, but specifically the barbecue world, it's a little bit harder. We have 50% shrinkage on or more on some of our meats, so the margin isn't there. It takes 12, 14 hours to cook our meat. It's not something we're slapping on the grill and done in 10 minutes. And it's a slower process, and it's a more singular type of menu, and you put those things together, and we all feel each other's pain, I would say. And so if you hear a guy that's got a problem, it's easier to think, hey, that could be me. And
Dave, you're making a case for it even being harder to be so great about everything. You're not popping popcorn here. We get it, right? It's not that easy. But you're making a case that this is a business that is expensive to run, that is not easy. It's time-consuming. It's all those things, making it even more difficult to kind of mobilize and support and be supportive. When we come back from this break, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk specifically about the event that is coming up, the Illinois Barbecue Alliance event. It is Saturday, February 17th, coming up at Joe's in Rosemont. We're going to talk about some of the people. We talk about great people, great personalities, stars of that world that are going to be colliding. I don't want to say colliding, but they're going to be kind of all there, right, in support of this cause and great barbecue. And we'll talk about that in just a second. It's Dane and for John on 720 WGN. And an opportunity now, you know, so much great food out there. It's hard to even think about eating more of it. You know, I think we've got part of a ham and some turkey and some, you know, some Christmas stuff that's still kind of left over. But regardless of the time of the year, barbecue is great. It is sought after, and no more so on February 17th when we have the event for the Illinois Barbecue Alliance. The website for that is ibbqa.org. In studio, we have Sweet Baby Ray himself, Dave Raymond. We've got Barry Sorkin from Smoke Guys. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the people that are going to be there. You guys are going to be there front and center. Barry, you mentioned, I think this might have been off the air, that this is an opportunity for those fans out there, and there are so many, in kind of an intimate setting to where you're going to have some time. It isn't a giant festival with thousands and thousands of people where even if you can get some time with you guys are slammed. You know, you're busy working, trying to, you know, pump the food out. This is an opportunity to kind of hang out, talk, share some kind of stories and that kind of stuff with some of your favorites.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so great about this event. I mean, yes, it's some of the best barbecue restaurants, you know, around the city and the whole metro area really. But it's not like you're just going there for the food. I mean, you get FaceTime with these people. I mean, I go every year because obviously I'm a part of the organization, but I have just as much fun.
Are you serious?
Getting to spend some time with some of these people that, you know, yeah, I know true. Of, and I've eaten their barbecue, and, you know, we get to become friends this way. It's great.
Hey, I'm with you. I am with you. It's always kind of a thrill to be able to hang out with some of your barbecue idols. Some of the special guests that are going to be there: Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe, a good mutual friend of all of us. Dave Anderson again there. That's, you know, Famous Dave himself. And these guys are there, especially, you know, Famous Dave is one of those like super cause guys. You know, he's constantly, if you look at some of his social media and his posts, he's continually kind of supporting causes and trying to make a difference, and him coming down and supporting it as well. and Dave, you as well.
Point being, both those guys are also Chicagoans.
Yes, everybody's got an Illinois or Chicago connection. Berwyn, you know, raised a big White Sox fan, so that's okay. You know, and he's down in Florida now. And Famous Dave, you think about him, Hayward, Wisconsin, up there, the original location, spends a lot of time in Minnesota, locations all over the country. But right, yeah, just that connection to Chicago. So let's talk a little bit about some of the other people that are going to be there, some of the other kind of barbecue stars people are going to be able to enjoy on that night.
Well, you know, some of these are still getting finalized. We're still a couple of months out. But, I mean, past events have included Bub City, Real Urban Barbecue, Jeff Shapiro, Barbecue Supply Company have always been big supporters of ours, Jared and Dylan.
You bet.
I could go on. Charlie McKenna from Lily's Q.
Nice.
These guys are all so gracious and generous with their time and their products and their knowledge, their information. They come out there, they share with people, they talk to people. It's really a special event.
You mentioned Gary Wiviot too from Barn & Company. So a lot of the ones that that people will travel all over the city and suburbs to get a hold of some of their stuff, they'll be in one location. It's going to be Joe's in Rosemont on February 17th. The website is ibbqa.org for tickets. And I think the most important thing, there's some really great benefits and some side effects to it. Great music, great personality, some amazing food, but also the cause, right? So let's talk a little bit about what you guys are supporting at the event this year.
Yeah, you know, we switch it up every year. We try to find a cause that you know is meaningful to us in some way and focus on it for the year. And this year, it's a little bit of a shift of a direction for us, but we're going to support the relief and rebuilding efforts in Puerto Rico. I mean, you know, it was almost an obvious choice because there's such an incredible need. And, you know, we're a pretty small organization. We have no illusions that we're going to fix Puerto Rico by hosting this event.
That would be amazing, though.
It would be, you know, dream big.
Right.
Shoot for the moon. But, you know, what we've always tried to do is, rather than try to change the world, let's find some small group of people within, you know, a community that's in need and make a meaningful impact in a small group of people's lives. And it, you know, that may seem a little less grandiose than, you know, going to try to solve some major problem that exists. But, you know, to us, if we can change the lives in a meaningful way of a few people, you know, we're changing their whole world.
Well, I think leading by example, too. And it is one of those things that you guys are doing. You get together and you come up with ideas. You know, oftentimes, you know, you're making people's lives better just by doing what you're doing on the restaurant side. People are excited about barbecue. It is the great communal celebration food in so many different ways. But when you get in there to kind of help some of the situations, Puerto Rico's one that, I mean, I think we would all agree it's a real mess, right? There are so many different things, and I think we looked at when you look at some of the other, it was a big year for that, whether it was Florida and Miami and the Keys, or whether it was Houston. But it's just so much easier to kind of get support there, and they're handling those. Certainly, there's a lot of stuff left to do. You got the wildfires. Geez, you know what, guys, it really sucks. We need a lot more.
Yeah.
Illinois Barbecue Alliances out there in the world to kind of, because there's a lot of things going on, but you got to pick one and you got to go with it. Puerto Rico, I think, is a great one.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's also to keep it front and center. I mean, a lot has happened since those hurricanes hit, and a lot of people have, you know, with constant news cycles, have moved on to other things that they're thinking about and worrying about. But the fact of the matter is, you know, while there may have been some improvements in the situation in Puerto Rico, there's still major, major problems, and it's not getting the attention anymore that it got immediately in the immediate aftermath.
And we also factored in that there's a big Puerto Rican community in Chicago, and ultimately that's what we want to support is people and causes from the Chicagoland area.
I mean, I think it is, right? It's a testament to the diverse demographics that we have here in Chicago. It's an incredible melting pot, and there's a lot of ways that people here can help feel, I think, some of those benefits as well. And just a little bit on that, on the IBBQA kind of support horizon, and you mentioned the differences, maybe, you know, Operation Barbecue Relief was maybe the inspiration to go ahead and start it, but you guys have causes that are really diverse causes, right? It's everything from the Z Center for Women, I think that was for abuse. You have North Lawndale Community Center, Stand Up for Kids, Winter Coat Drives, local emergencies. And so you guys make a concerted effort to sit around the big conference table, right, and decide, well, where are we going to kind of throw our support this year?
So we try to bring some awareness to things. And at this particular time, I just want to comment about December. We have a friend that's a social worker, and we got two calls in December. The first one, that there were a family had a daughter and a son shot and killed, and another person was shot, and could we bring some food over to the local high school to help with the grieving process? This is something we've done before, and you do it one time, and you don't ever say no after that, because whatever little bit of help you're doing, it's something, and these guys need anything and something, and we don't go say who we are or any of that stuff. We just drop off the food and turn and walk away. Week and a half after that, the same guy calls us up. Could we go out to this church in North Lawndale? 8-year-old little girl shot and killed, and just gut-wrenching and heartbreaking, and makes me personally very proud that we're involved in things like that, and for the barbecue community, for us to pick out areas to support like the disaster in Puerto Rico and the Z Center for Women's Abuse in North Lawndale to go to areas that's not real commonplace. I think that's part of why Jeff Barry and I get along, and as we go through the decision making process, it's easy to decide, well, I got to pick last year, you get to pick this year, then Jeff gets to pick the year after that, and we're all picking. But it's common causes built around the same need.
Yep, there are so many different areas of need out there, and have you guys thoughtfully kind of lending your support and amazing food to them, I think is so important. We're going to see you on the 17th of February out at Joe's in Rosemont, and you and I are going to, I'm going to be out at the event. I'm going to help MC it, and we're going to highlight it and feature it a number of times before we get closer to that event. But I can't thank you guys enough for coming into studio today. So Dave, Raymond, Sweet Baby Ray, thanks so much for being on WGN, and Barry as well.
Well, thank you. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back. We're going to send it to news. It's Dane and for John on 720 WGN.